The Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. I wasn't sure if anybody would like to come forward at this time for the children's time. Would you mind? Is that okay, Xavier? You're so cool. Okay, so I've got some stuff for you, Xavier. Just to thank you so much for being willing to even come up here. Okay, so I've got some cool stuff to color during the service. And this one says, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. For a child has been born for us. And the Word became flesh and lived among us." So some of the words I just got to read to us are right on here. Isn't that kind of cool? And it says again, "Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined." And there's the angel saying, "Don't be afraid." Isn't that nice? "For I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all." And look, there's baby Jesus in the manger. So I've got this for us, and I wanted to take you on a field trip, if that's okay. You know how all of our windows tell stories for us. And can you see the story that's in this window? Can you see? There he is, baby Jesus in the manger. And look what's up there. What's up above him? The star. And today we sang about the star that led everybody to find baby Jesus. And we've even got the star on here on your coloring picture. And there he is right there shining, just like the baby in there, just like the way they depicted it. It's all the same. Isn't that kind of cool? So, and these are yours. I didn't mean to keep them. I apologize. So we think about how baby Jesus is here in our beautiful picture. And the picture in our window reminds us he's always here. And it's not just he's here in this beautiful place, but can I tell you a secret? He's here, and he's here, and he's in all those folks too. Isn't that kind of cool? He is most wonderful. He's someone who likes to be right there with you and me and help us through. Isn't that kind of cool? I think you're so awesome to be brave and come all by yourself to do the children's time with me, and I really thank you very much. And we're going to just remember, Jesus is always here for us. And this window is going to remind us each week, even when it's not Christmas time. He loves you. And he thinks you are awesome. And I do too. So thank you very much. And you can go back and sit down. Thank you so much for coming up. Just a note. I'm not a great sound engineer, and we've had a little trouble with static building up. So I apologize that the sound was so crazy at the beginning, but we're figuring it out. And if it goes crazy again, we'll just sort of unplug things and try again. But thanks for your patience with us. It happens when it's very cold. And it must be static building up, but we're not always certain how to get it to go. Get it to go. So that's where I just wanted to make sure you knew what was she up to when she was running around up in the front like that, because I wasn't trying to distract you, I promise. Well, last night when we had our candlelight service, I shared a little bit about how this has been a time of great division amongst our, not only our nation, but our families. And it broke my heart. One day I was driving to work and there was a radio show on, and they said people were opting not to get together as families, even at Christmas, even at other family holidays like Thanksgiving and other times, because of our great dividedness right now. We're just having a hard time talking to each other. And we're having a hard time kind of breaking through the divisions we see. We're afraid, I believe, we're afraid that someone else is going to come back and nail us with some kind of comeback. We just don't even want to be where we can be hurt like that. Does that make sense to you? Have you seen that also among your friends and family? And so you sit there and you think, oh, please, God, what is it that can draw us all together? And as I looked out on that crowd last night that worshiped here, and as I look out upon you with such gratitude, one of the things that brings us together better than anything, I'm thinking the only thing that brings us together best, is Jesus. Jesus is the one who has gathered you and me together in this place. And we probably don't all agree politically. We probably don't all agree socially. All the other things that might divide us or scare us or set us up for difficult conversations, we probably don't. It's okay. Why are we here? Because Jesus has called us to know him, to embrace him, and then in whatever way we're each equipped, to share that love. In the last few weeks, as I was preparing for Christmas, I came across a sermon by a really fine pastor. He's actually now at St. Martin in the Fields in London. And his name is Samuel Wells. And some of you were in the Bible study with me when we read through his book. And he is quite a wonderful thinker and preacher. But one of the things that was new for me that I hadn't even thought of before, he talked about how so often we feel, of course, equipped by God to do for other people. So we're going to get out there and we're going to do something for someone who needs it. And that's a good thing. Don't hear this wrong way. But one of the things that Samuel Wells pointed out in this sermon that really caught my attention was God doesn't principally do for us. What does God do? He said he wanted us to change to a different word. And let me just highlight something in our reading today. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, right? He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. With God, he says again and again. The Word became flesh. Why? So he could be with us. And that was a marvelous for him, a marvelous insight that he began to appropriate in his work at St. Martin in the Fields, because St. Martin in the Fields is downtown London. You can imagine all the needs that are at the front door, back door, side door, windows of St. Martin in the Fields in London. There are many, many people in need all the time. And they come to Jesus Christ because they know Jesus won't turn them away. And so in the process of creating a ministry there, there are many wonderful ministries that they do. And they've seen it as something that they did for others. But Samuel Wells said one of the most important insights for him was it wasn't for others, but to be with others that God came. Jesus comes to be with us and then equips us in such a way that we can be with others. I know you understand this. I have seen you hard at work being with family members that were sick and needed care, or a friend that you would be with, hold their hand while they were going through grief. Listen while they needed to talk with you. You are people who understand that it is in being with others that we begin to show the love of God. We begin to reflect the marvelous image of God that you and I were created in. And as I've sat and dwelt with this insight that Samuel Wells put forward, I've seen it change my whole way of looking at other people too. I'm not doing it for ya. I'm doing it with ya, right? And that gets back to our dividedness, doesn't it? That gets back to the struggle that our nation has, and our families have, and our workplaces have, and our schools have, and you name it. The struggles that we have that divide us. And here comes Jesus. Long ago, in my childhood, there was a song, "Bridge Over Troubled Waters." What has he done but made a bridge over troubled waters? Why? So that we can be with each other, with the folks that we're meant to care for. And the wonderful insight of our faith is that you never know who's going to be in your path today, where you go, where God leads you. There'll be somebody there that you can be with. And how many of you understand, I know you do, that when we do dwell with other people, spend time with other people, doesn't it remake your heart? Doesn't it set you free and make you happy again? Being with little ones, it certainly does, right? Being with people that are people make us feel better. We have a sense of comfort, of renewal that comes from being with another person. God built us that way when God built us to reflect how God is. The Word became flesh that he might dwell with us. Even in Matthew's gospel, Emmanuel, God with us, right? That's the name they give to Jesus, Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And the promise that Jesus makes as he sends his friends out into the world to bring good news to others, I will be with you to the end. To the end of time, to the end of the world, to the end of the plan, till the completion of what I've got in mind. I will be with you. And you children of God, you will be with others who need to know God is with us today, tomorrow, and always. In Jesus' name, amen.